So let's review. Our daf began by referring to that which we learned in the Mishnah on daf Chav Dal Amud Beis. Ein madlikin b'shemen sreifa b'yamtiv. It is forbidden to kindle a light on yamtiv with shemen sreifa, oil of truma, which is tamei and must be burned. The Gemara there gave four reasons why it is aser. The Gemara points out, b'yamtiv hu da aser ha b'chol shaper dami. All those reasons apply to yamtiv only, but during the week it is permissible to benefit from the light and heat while burning truma tamei. The Gemara cites several psukim from which we can derive this heter. Vani hine nasati locha es mishmeris trumasi. Since the pasuk uses the plural term trumasai, it indicates b'shtei trumas akasim adabe. The pasuk is referring to two types of trumas, truma tahira and truma tameya. And regarding both of these, the pasuk says nasati locha, they are given to you for your benefit. This teaches in effect that a kohen may benefit from truma tameya and use it as fuel for cooking or kindling. The Torah says regarding Maiser Sheni, Liva'arti mimeno b'tame. I did not consume it in the state of tuma. The exclusionary term mimeno implies mimeno i'atem aver, al atem aver shemen shel truma shenitmes. You may not burn Maiser Sheni that is tame and benefit from it, but you may burn truma tameya and benefit from it. The Gemara points out, however, that this heter applies only to truma tameya, but not to kodesh shenitma, kachem tame, which is aser habahana based on the following kavuchema. Now, if Maiser Sheni, which is less stringent, is Asa B'Hanoa and Tame, Kachim, which is more stringent, is of course Asa B'Hanoa and Tame. Now, the Gemara explains. On the other hand, the Kal Vachema teaches a Chumra, that whatever is more Chumra than Maiser Sheni is Asa B'Hanoa, this could be either Kachim or Truma Tameya. On the other hand, Mimenu teaches a Kula, that only Maiser Sheni is Asa B'Hanoa, while others are Mutter B'Hanoa. This too can mean either Kachim or Truma Tameya. However, since kachem is more chamer than truma in many ways, we use the kal vachomer to say that kodesh nitma is aser b'hanoa, and we use mimeno to say that truma tameya is mutter b'hanoa. The Gemara then brings one more source that truma tameya is permitted for benefit during its burning. The Torah says regarding truma tahira, reishis degancha titin loy, which Chazal understand as loy v'loy la'or. You shall give it to him, which implies to him for his personal use, so that he can eat it and not merely burn it. This drasha teaches that one may not separate and give the kohen truma tameya for truma tahira. At the same time, it indicates that truma tameya is fit for his fire and the kohen may benefit from it. The Gemara now returns to the next halacha in the Mishnah on Daf Chav Dal Amud Beis. Rabbi Shmuel Omer, Ein madlikin be'itran im nekavet ha-Shabbos. One may not kindle Shabbos lights with itran because of kavet Shabbos. Rav explains, B'mnei shereichai ra. Itran gives off a bad odor. And the Chacham were concerned that one who kindles Shabbos lights with Itran might leave the room because of its odor and will eat elsewhere in the dark. And Rava adds, Shani Oimer hadlokas neir b'Shabbos chayva. It is a mitzvah to have lighting where one eats on Shabbos, for this is covered Shabbos. The Gemara continues, it is also a mitzvah to bathe Friday afternoon in honor of Shabbos. The Gemara relates, it was the custom of Rabbi Yehuda bar Eloi, every Erev Shabbos they would bring him a basin of hot water. V'roich etz panov yodav v'raglav, with which he would wash his face, his hands, and his feet. He would then wrap himself in a linen talus with tzitzis, and he resembled a heavenly angel. Now, whether a linen talus is obligated in tzitzis min ha-Torah, since there is a problem of shatnes, is actually machloikis, as we learned. Sadin mitzitzis beishami poitrin, ubesil mechayven, v'halochak beisil, beishami exempted, and beisil obligated. And the law follows beisil that a linen talus is subject to tzitzis, because the mitzvah of tzitzis overrides the isra of shatnes. That is why Rabbi Yehuda did indeed put tzitzis on his garment. However, Rabbi Yehuda's Talmidim would not put woolen tzitzis on their linen garments, because they held that the Chacham forbade placing woolen tzitzis on a linen garment, gizeirim mishum kesus laila, due to concern that one may do so on a garment worn only at night, which is exempt from tzitzis, and he will thereby violate the isra of shatnes. The Gemara digresses into a discussion of Ezu Asher, who is considered a rich person. The Gemara gives a simon, matkas, in which each letter alludes to the name of the respective tanoim. The mem, remeir oimer, kol shish li nachas ruach ma'oishre. Rashi interprets this as sameach b'chalkoi, whoever has satisfaction from his wealth is considered wealthy. The tas, reb tarfin oimer, kol shish li mei keramim. Reb tarfin says whoever has 100 vineyards, 100 fields, and 100 servants working in the fields. The kof, reb kiva oimer, whoever has a wife of beautiful deeds and refined character. And the Samach, Reb Yosi Emer, whoever has a bathroom that is not so far from his table, in other words, that's easily accessible. Towards the end of the daf, the Gemara returns to the subject of Shabbos lights and sites of Braisa. Tanya, Shimon ben Lazar Eimer, Eid man liki mitzari. One may not kindle the Shabbos lights with balsam. The Gemara explains, since balsam has a very pleasant odor, there's concern that one might remove some of the oil from the burning lamp on Shabbos for personal use. And this would be a desecration of Shabbos. For removing oil from a burning lamp diminishes the flame and is therefore considered an act of mechaba, of extinguishing a fire. The Gemara adds that there is actually another reason not to use balsam oil altogether, even during the week, because it causes the flame to shoot up and can cause a fire.